Softly, through pine trees, the moon arrives. By the Loyal Royal Guard. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, The Untamed. Pairing, Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian. Lan Wangji's first transformation happens in his first month of seclusion. He thinks he ought to be afraid. When he opens his eyes and his bed is a vast expanse of moonlight. The room is enormous around him, but he's not afraid of anything anymore. He tries to lift his hands, but his muscles, his bones, aren't in the places he's used to. His heart is so, so fast. He looks at his hands and sees paws, white rabbit paws. He must be dreaming. Everything about him is smaller as a rabbit, even his grief. He sleeps well. In the morning, he thinks little of his strange dream. He is better rested than he's been in months, but his grief is human-sized again with the rest of him. By the next full moon, he is forgotten completely. He's playing inquiry when his hands begin to grow clumsy. Odd. He knows these notes so well he should be able to play them sleeping. He could play them dead. But his fingers keep missing the strings, and his bones feel itchy. Perhaps he is ill? It's nearly 9. The full moon shines fresh and bright through the windows, gilding everything with silver. When he looks at his hands, he imagines he can see the bones through his skin shining silver, too. He wonders at the shape of his own bones with a kind of abstract curiosity. It is possible he's not ill, that he's simply losing his mind. Certainly that would explain a lot of things, especially in his uncle's mind. Is a mad nephew better than one who chose to be a disgrace? His clothes sit wrong on his shoulders. All the layers he finds comfort in are suddenly too much, too heavy. He's drowning in white cloth. The sensation distracts him from his bones and his thoughts. Moonlight ripples white over the tumble of his hair. He claws at his collar, pulling it loose, fingers clumsy. The room sways, swells around him like a fever hallucination. When did it get so big? When did he get so small? And then he is swallowed up in a tide of white silk. He crawls out of the massive tangle of robes on small white paws, nose twitching for the scents of silk, the polish he uses on his guqin of sandalwood incense. He can even smell his own grief, but it is small again, like him, bearable. He climbs into a nest of robes, sleeps. The third time, Lan Wangji is prepared for the transformation. There was nothing in the library to explain this phenomena. Transformations are, for cultivators, usually signs of a curse. Lan Wangji doesn't feel cursed. Or rather, he feels cursed, but not by becoming a rabbit. He sits in meditation as the moon rises, light pouring through the window to settle over him like the finest of silk. This time he undresses while still human, so that he is clad in nothing but moonlight, cool on his skin. He watches himself transform. It seems to happen slowly, the itch and silver of his bones, and then, all at once, he is a man, and then he is a rabbit. It's such a relief to have thoughts shaped by a rabbit mind, feelings formed in a rabbit heart. He thinks of Wei Ying, how much he would love this. He thinks of how Wei Ying's eyes would light at the mystery of it, how Wei Ying would laugh at him being a bunny. He can almost hear his voice. Xiao Tozu, Manner Tozu, Rabbit Gonsu. When he is a rabbit, he can think of Wei Ying and not feel himself break into glass. The full moon nights become points of brightness in his life, the sole comfort of his days. He tracks the progression of months night by night. Rules do not apply to rabbits. Seclusion does not bind bunnies. He slips out and wanders cloud recesses and the back hill unseen. The world is open to Luangji, the rabbit, as it never was open to Luangji, the man. At first, he doesn't associate with the other rabbits, the real rabbits. Perhaps he thinks they will realize what he is and reject him, even attack him. But when eventually he goes to the meadow, the rabbits welcome him as they always have. Rabbits are not meant to be alone. It's warm to lie nestled among other soft-furred bodies. He longs, in his rabbit heart, for Wei Ying. How comfortable it would be to lie in his lap and have his ears stroked, and how much more comfortable if Wei Ying was a rabbit, too. If Wei Ying was here and a rabbit, Nan Wangji would never turn back. He would live out his rabbit life in the meadow and have no regrets. But life as a rabbit isn't all softness. There are foxes on the back hill. There are owls. The meadow is warded by his talismans, but the rabbits don't always stay within the lines drawn by humans. Lan Wangji does not stay within the lines he drew himself. When he hears the fox scream, the long, spine-chilling thrill of it, he has a strange realization. Human, Lan Wangji may not care if he lives or dies, but his rabbit self absolutely wants to live. The drive for life is, in that moment, overwhelming. He also realizes he is a rabbit, small, with teeth and claws but no sword, no guqin, no cultivation. He is a rabbit, and he will not turn back until dawn. Nan Wangji has faced armies. He is not afraid of a fox, but he should be. His rabbit brain tells him to be afraid. He runs back to the meadow and the safety of others like him, of small white bodies and warmth and company. He forgets to leave and wakes still in the meadow, naked. Years pass this way. He leaves clothes in the meadow for himself now. On full moon nights, he plays inquiry and then undresses, even when it rains, when the sky is utterly black, moonlight shines from his bones. Being a rabbit keeps him alive, reminds him that life is precious. He does not share his secret with anyone, not his brother, not even Ayuan, who would love him as a rabbit, but cannot be in the Jingxiu all night. A rabbit can't take care of a child, anyway. And then Ayuan is too old. The secret is his alone. He tells, not quite no one. Wei Ying. He tells him during inquiry, difficult though it is to express in Guqin language. Wei Ying, I became a rabbit. I do not know why, but I have not tried to stop it. Wei Ying, I wish you had become a rabbit. I wish you were here. Wei Ying, I miss you. Even my rabbit self misses you. Nan Wangji is careful to schedule his hunts around the night of the full moon. He cannot suppress evil as a rabbit. Those nights are his alone. When he is not in cloud recesses, he stays in inn rooms and sleeps, dreams rabbit dreams. Just as his human mind remains when he is a rabbit, his rabbit mind begins to blend into his days. He likes his vegetables better raw. He feels threats in his rabbit bones long before anyone else notices them. The Yao Guai that screams like a fox nearly sets him running. The Yao Guai that screams like a fox laughs at him, an awful barking sound. Rabbit Jun, it mocks him. I see you for what you are. Coward. All fur, no teeth. But he does not run, not this time. He is not afraid of anything, not foxes, not death. He's not afraid, even when the demon, dying on Bichun's blade, looks up at him and speaks again. You know, you did it to yourself. Your cold, empty heart, faithless animal. Only enough strength in you to fill a rabbit's skin. The words stay with him. Faithless. Coward. That night, curled up in the inn bed, he stares at his white paws. You did it to yourself, empty heart. But my heart is not empty, he wants to argue. My heart is full of Wei Ying, always, even like this. Especially like this. Wei Ying, to whom he was faithless. Wei Ying, who he was too cowardly to defend until it was too late. Does he really have to be so small to be this full of love? The Yagwai looked into him and saw the truth. He realizes now. The transformation is not a curse, and it's not a blessing either. It's merely a reflection of his true self. Not a freedom from regret, but his regrets made flesh. He is nothing but a rabbit. Wei Ying loved rabbits, he reminds himself, a small defiant voice in his small sad heart. Wei Ying loved rabbits so much. He wants to be that instead. He wants to be the embodiment of something Wei Ying loved. For 13 years, Nan Wengji is a lonely rabbit. When he is home, the community in the meadow helps, soothes, but he's not truly one of them. Just as he is part of Gusulan, but no longer quite one of them. Wherever he is, whatever he is, Nan Wengji is set apart. He is a coward, faithless to his family. Faithless to the one he loved. He is a rabbit skin, stretched thin and soft around regret. But he is alive. And while he is alive, he will right every wrong he sees, and there are many kinds of foxes in the world. He is a coward and faithless. But he is something Wei Ying would have, might have, loved. If only under a full moon. That is enough. The night Ayuan, Lan Sujue, faces down a demonic arm in Mo Village, a full moon rises over the rooftops. Lan Wengji is waiting for the transformation, waiting to see his bones silver in his hands, waiting to be small and soft, his own vulnerable heart protected only by white fur. He is waiting to be a rabbit when he sees the signal flare. A rabbit cannot suppress evil. A rabbit cannot suppress evil, but Sujue needs him. The moon is rising, but Ayuan needs him. Lan Wengji does not fear foxes. He does not fear death. But he does fear loss, and the failures loss signifies. He mounts Bichun and flies into the moonlight. His bones are quicksilver. A rabbit cannot cultivate. A rabbit cannot fly. The moon is full and bright in the dark sky as he flies towards the flare, towards Sujue, towards the rabbit sense that is not, this time, a warning of danger. Rabbits bond in pairs. A lonely rabbit knows when his mate is near. Nan Wengji rises like the moon, expecting at any moment to transform, to fall from the sky, to die. He needs only to reach Sujue first. He needs only to protect him. He has never fought the change before, never in 13 years tried to resist. He thought it would be hard, that he would fight his own body for every inch. But he was wrong. He is only thinking of Sujue. He is possessed by love for him, the need to protect him, all of them, the boys he's trained and loved since their childhoods. For the first time in 13 years, he is human and under the full moon. For the first time in 13 years, he sees, he almost sees, he thinks he sees. A lot can happen between one moon and the next. Some things return, and others are lost. The dead are freed and laid to rest. Temples fall, and brothers, too. And Lan Wangji is not faithless. He is faithful, again, and again, and again. Lan Wangji was here, and Wei Wuxian also. Do you like rabbits? Wei Ying asks. And Lan Wangji smiles. Yes. Only when it is over, when there are things left unsaid between them, does the full moon rise again. His heart is not empty. He is not a coward. He has been faithful. So he holds his hands up to the moon and finds he does not want the spell to be broken. He wants to be allowed to be small and soft, not only the worst parts of himself, but the best also. If he could will himself not to be a rabbit, can he will himself to become one? He holds out his hands to the moonlight, thinks of soft fur, fast heart, of being small and warm, of being loved, and watches his bones turn bright beneath the thin silk of his skin. In the space of a breath, he is a rabbit again. He climbs from his robes and into the night meadow. By the time Wei Wuxian returns again, Lan Wangji can become a rabbit at any time of month, under moonlight and in warm sun. He can become a rabbit with a thought and the space of a breath. He is a rabbit longing to be loved by Wei Ying. They are one and the same in him. Why didn't he do this sooner? Learn to take this shape whenever he wished. It's so easy, yet all these years he merely accepted that the rabbit was something that happened to him, instead of something he could choose to be. But he knows why, and thinks he could not have chosen before. Wei Ying sits in the Jingxu a year after he was reborn. He is becoming himself again, becoming Wei Ying, in the same way Lan Wangji became a rabbit, first accidentally, and now with intention. He is beautiful. Lan Wangji cannot get his fill of him. He wants so much. Wei Ying. What is it? Ah, Lan Shan, it isn't 9 o'clock. You can't possibly want me to go to bed already. No. Wei Ying looks up at him, bright with interest. Moonlight reflects in his eyes. I wish to show Wei Ying something. Lan Shan, ah, Lan Shan, a secret, a mystery, a new cultivation technique. He leans forward on his knees, beautiful, brilliant with curiosity. Yes. Ah, Lan Shan, which one is it? All of them, Lan Wangji replies. Wei Ying, watch. He holds up his hands to the moon. The warmth of Wei Ying's attention on him is brighter than even the light. His bones shine with it. I'm watching, Lan Zhan. I'm... Oh! His heart is not empty. His heart is full of Wei Ying, of his wonder. And Lan Wangji transforms, vanishing into the folds of his robes. Lan Shan, where did you... How did you... Hands pull at the cloth over him. Moonlight spills inside. Oh, Lan Shan, is that you? Are you a bunny? Lan Wangji nods his rabbit head, flicks his ears, twitches his rabbit nose. Lan Shan! Wei Ying wails in delight. His hands are on Lan Wangji's body, strong and gentle and sure, lifting him, holding him. Wei Ying is holding him, cradling him against his chest, and Lan Wangji's rabbit heart might race right out of his chest. He is happy. He is happier than he's ever been in his entire life. He is a rabbit, and Wei Ying is holding him. Han Shan, how is this possible? How are you a bunny? I guess you can't answer me right now, but you'll answer me when you turn back. You will turn back, won't you? Ah, Lan Chan, how can you spring this on me? He is stroking Lan Wangji's ears, his back, the scars hidden in fur, and Lan Wangji is absolutely going to die from happiness. His small rabbit skin surely cannot hold this much joy. Ah, Lan Chan, I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't be holding you like this. This must be so embarrassing for you. Ah, but you're so cute like this. He is moving Lan Wangji away from his chest. He's going to put him down. Lan Wangji kicks, wiggles, but Wei Ying gets it all wrong and sets him carefully on the floor. The floor is cold. Wei Ying is warm. Lan Wangji looks up at him. There is so much left unsaid between them, so much he doesn't know how to say. But as a rabbit, he cannot speak at all. Perhaps he does not need to speak to say anything. He crosses the empty floor back to Wei Ying. There is more than one thing he wishes to show him tonight, in the full moonlight. He nudges the hand on Wei Ying's knee with his nose. What is it, Lan Chan? You're so cute. You probably hate that I'm calling you cute, don't you? Even as an adorable bunny, you look so stern. Lan Wangji glares up at him and nudges his hand again, more insistent. I have so many questions, Wei Ying rambles on. I've never heard of a spell like this. What is it? Do you want me to pick you up again? No, silly of me. Of course not. Lan Wangji gives up subtlety, digs his claws into Wei Ying's robe, and climbs into his lap. He settles himself on Wei Ying's thigh and lies down, trying to broadcast as much absolute finality to the movement as his small, furry body can express. Oh, Wei Ying says, and he's suddenly very quiet. Oh. Tentatively, his warm hand comes to rest on Lan Wangji's back again. He smooths Lan Wangji's long ears so tenderly. Lan Wangji shivers and settles more comfortably on his new bed of Wei Ying. Oh, Wei Ying says again. You'll answer all my questions, won't you, Lan Chan? In the morning? Lan Wangji nods and closes his eyes. In the morning, he will wake up beside Wei Ying in bed. He will wake up as a naked man, with Wei Ying's arm around him. In the morning, he will answer a lot of questions, and ask a few of his own. But, for now, Wei Ying strokes his soft fur, and he dreams rabbit dreams. The end. If you've enjoyed this fic, you should leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening. Casual Cheesecake, I hope you enjoyed this Podfic. When I read it, I immediately thought it was a wonderful mix of soft and sweetness, but also with that light tinge of angst. So hopefully this meets what you might be looking for or would enjoy in a grief-themed fic, while also keeping that soft side as well. Which is one of the wonderful things that this fandom does, is blending those two things seamlessly. And I think this fic is a good example of that. Happy ITPE!